This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith as we continue with an interview with broadcaster Lee Hatcher. Today, Lee reflects on the unique Christian understanding of suffering in the world and his answer to the question, why is the news so bad?
And yet, if you look at Paul, for instance, with his thorn in the flesh, I'm always struck by the fact that he only prayed three times that had been removed and it just gets on with it and deals with whatever that thorn in the flesh
and
was.
And then he saw it as a grace from
yes,
God.
And that's the answer. My grace is sufficient for you. And this is the thing. Think this. My power is made perfect in weakness. Now imagine anyone in politics, the media, maybe even ministry, business, getting that God's power is perfected in weakness. That'll set you thinking deeply for a while before you get that one.
What about people who aren't Christians? There's obviously stuff they can learn in the midst of this.
I think so. I think it's one of the special times when the Christian community can shine. As with the golden people who are alongside us, they know that there's nothing in it for them. And I think the stories of the early church, actually, it was one of the great things that enabled the church to grow in the first 300 years of its existence, that people were not Bible bashing or, you know, going on with high and lofty theological explanations. They'd reach out and help and care for the world. And there was massive kind of shift in the pagan worldview because these people were just so loving and generous and caring, not wanting to proselytize necessarily. And who'd be surprised that many of the pagans were won over to the faith, because they think, if this is what this faith is like, I want to be part of this.
I'm John Dixon, talking with broadcaster Lee Hatcher. Lee, why is the news always so bad? I mean, we've had a lot of conversation about the bad stuff that happens in the world.
Yes,
but you media guys just feed it to us all the time.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a very interesting question. I have had no greater question asked of me in 38 years of broadcast journalism. There are a few answers, I reckon. Number one, bad news rates. So I think. And you'd think, well, this is just like the media. They just flick it back to us. But I think you've got to make that point. Believe me, if good news rated, Rupert Murdoch would have been into it years and years ago. Not always is it so bad. I'd also say this. I have occasionally, and I would acknowledge it's very occasionally, reported on some of the most uplifting and wonderful people doing wonderful work and inspirational people. And it's interesting, I think, almost the worse the news story gets, the better the response. So we saw wonderful stuff in the Queensland flood, Cyclone Yasi, and in Japan. When it gets really tough for people, that's when I heard it referred to this morning as the Mud Army in Brisbane came out and helped. So often the worse it gets, the better you see. But, yeah, it's bad. Although, again, I'd say if I had two DVDs in my hand, and I said, DVD A has this skier skiing down this hill and making this amazing jump, setting a world record. Okay? Do you want to watch that? Or do you want to watch DVD B, who has another skier doing this most amazing jump? He jumps longer and he dies in the midst of his jump. I've always thought, I bet you I know what people would choose without admitting to it. So in many ways, the media is responding to what people are turned on by, in a way.
Do you have any theories about why we seem irresistibly drawn to the bad?
Yeah, here's my theory. I have done a lot of thinking about this because I have been asked so often about it. And I think, well, is this a responsible kind of role to serve up this death, doom and destruction? I'd say disproportionately in terms of real life. I don't think what we report on the news is typically life. It's a couple of stages, so follow me carefully. I think at the heart of this is that we all think we'll live forever. That's how we live life. If you viewed how you met yesterday, how you meet today, and how you plan tomorrow, next month, next year, effectively we're just thinking, oh, we'll just go on forever. So that's not real. I wish it was. We're marvellously created. We're amazingly resilient and in how we're sustained. But at the end of the day, we're always frail and fleeting. I actually think God has wired us to be more in touch with that reality than we are. And my theory is that the news allows us to be in touch with reality as we've been wired by God, as it's played out in other people's lives, them being frail and fleeting and temporary. That is only for a time, though, because sooner or later the tough stuff or the reality that we're frail and fleeting comes up to all of us.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.